Hello and welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible number 199 and a new week. I'm your host, Steve Webb, and I'm so glad you decided to join me today. How was your weekend? Mine was busy. My church has been in the midst of remodeling our sanctuary for over a year, and we're down to the final few weeks before moving back in. As the tech guy at church, it's been my job to recommend which new sound system we should install, as well as stage lighting. Well, this weekend I was working on installing some of the new equipment. No rest for the weary, I guess. Anyhow, it's really good to sit down with God's Word with you. Are you ready to start? Good. Today we'll read Romans 6 and 7 from the New Life Version. Let's begin. Romans chapter 6. What does this mean? Are we to keep on sinning so that God will give us more of His loving favor? No, not at all. We are dead to sin. How then can we keep on living in sin? All of us were baptized to show we belong to Christ. We were baptized first of all to show His death. We were buried in baptism as Christ was buried in death. As Christ was raised from the dead by the great power of God, so we will have new life also. If we have become one with Christ in His death, we will be one with Him in being raised from the dead to new life. We know that our old life, our old sinful self, was nailed to the cross with Christ, and so the power of sin that held us was destroyed. Sin is no longer our boss. When a man is dead, he is free from the power of sin. And if we have died with Christ, we believe we will live with Him also. We know that Christ was raised from the dead. He will never die again. Death has no power over Him. He died once, but now lives. He died to break the power of sin, and the life He now lives is for God. You must do the same thing. Think of yourselves as dead to the power of sin, but now you have new life because of Jesus Christ our Lord. You are living this new life for God. So do not let sin have power over your body here on earth. You must not obey the body and let it do what it wants to do. Do not give any part of your body for sinful use. Instead, give yourself to God as a living person who has been raised from the dead. Give every part of your body to God to do what is right. Sin must not have power over you. You are not living by the law. You have life because of God's loving favor. What are we to do then? Are we to sin because we have God's loving favor and are not living by the law? No, not at all. Do you not know that when you give yourself as a servant to be owned by someone, that one becomes your owner? If you give yourself to sin, the end is death. If you give yourself to God, the end is being right with Him. At one time you were held by the power of sin, but now you obey with all your heart the teaching that was given to you. Thank God for this. You were made free from the power of sin. Being right with God has power over you now. I speak with words easy to understand because your human thinking is weak. At one time you gave yourselves over to the power of sin. You kept on sinning all the more. Now give yourselves over to being right with God. Set yourself apart for God-like living and to do His work. When sin had power over your life, you were not right with God. What good did you get from the things you are ashamed of now? Those things bring death. But now you are free from the power of sin. You have become a servant for God. Your life is set apart for God-like living. The end is life that lasts forever. You get what is coming to you when you sin. It is death. But God's free gift is life that lasts forever. It is given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 7. Christian brothers, I am sure you understand what I am going to say. You know all about the law. The law has power over a man as long as he lives. A married woman is joined by law to her husband as long as she lives. But if he dies, she is free from the law that joined her to him. If she marries another man while her husband is still alive, she is sinning by not being faithful in marriage. If her husband dies, she is free from the law that joined her to him. After that, she can marry someone else. She does not sin if she marries another man. My Christian brothers, that is the way it is with you. You were under the power of the law, but now you are dead to it because you are joined to another. You are joined to Christ who was raised from the dead. This is so we may be what God wants us to be. Our lives are to give fruit for Him. When we lived to please our bodies, those sinful desires were pulling at us all the time. We always wanted to do what the law said not to do. Living that kind of life brings death, but now we are free from the law. We are dead to sin that once held us in its power. No longer do we follow the law, which is the old way. We now follow the new way, the way of the Spirit. Then what are we saying? Is the law sinful? No, not at all. But it was the law that showed me what sin is. I did not know it was sin to follow wrong desires, but the law said, you must not follow wrong desires. The law made me know how much I was sinning. It showed me how I had a desire for all kinds of things. For without the law, sin is dead. I was once alive. That was when I did not know what the law said I had to do. Then I found that I had broken the law. I knew I was a sinner. Death was mine because of the law. The law was supposed to give me new life. Instead, it gave me death. Sin found a way to trap me by working through the law. Then sin killed me by using the law. The law is holy. Each one of the laws is holy and right and good. Then does it mean that the law, which is good, brought death to me? No, not at all. It was sin that did it. Sin brought death to me by the law that is good. In that way, sin was shown to be what it is. So, because of the law, sin becomes much more sinful. We know that the law is right and good, but I am a person who does what is wrong and bad. I am not my own boss. Sin is my boss. I do not understand myself. I want to do what is right, but I do not do it. Instead, I do the very thing I hate. When I do the thing I do not want to do, it shows me that the law is right and good. So I am not doing it. Sin, living in me, is doing it. I know there is nothing good in me, that is, in my flesh. For I want to do good, but I do not. I do not do the good I want to do. Instead, I am always doing the sinful things I do not want to do. If I am always doing the very thing I do not want to do, it means I am no longer the one who does it. It is sin that lives in me. This has become my way of life. When I want to do what is right, I always do what is wrong. My mind and my heart agree with the law of God, but there is a different law at work deep inside of me that fights with my mind. This law of sin holds me in its power because sin is still in me. There is no happiness in me. Who can set me free from my sinful old self? God's law has power over my mind, but sin still has power over my sinful old self. I thank God I can be free through Jesus Christ our Lord. May God bless the reading of His Word. Okay, so there was a lot of talk of sin in today's reading. Before I give my thoughts on the reading, maybe we should define the term. What is sin? Sin is a word we don't hear much in our culture today, much less in our churches. I think part of the reason is we don't want to make people feel bad. We don't want those steeped in our culture to think we're narrow-minded and judgmental. And oh my goodness, there's a whole nother talk right there, that of being judgmental. Maybe we'll broach that subject another time. Well, my friend, sin is a subject that God is not afraid to talk about, and it's something important enough that He sent His Son to earth to die so that the result of sin would not keep you and me from having an eternity in His presence. So, what is it? Sin is falling short of God's perfection. It is failing to be holy and clean and righteous. Well, with perfection as a standard, now we can see how hopeless our plight is to earn the eternal life that we so desire. How in the world can anyone ever make it? Exactly. Without Jesus, we're sunk. And the realization of that fact is the beginning of salvation. Let's turn now to some comment on today's reading. Paul is now addressing believers. Romans 6:6 says, "We know that our old life, our old sinful self, was nailed to the cross with Christ, and so the power of sin that held us was destroyed. Sin is no longer our boss." You see, before we joined ourselves with Jesus, before we gave ourselves to Him and asked Him to save us, we had no choice but to sin. Other translations use the words, "We should no longer be slaves to sin." A slave has no choice but to obey his or her master. Before, we had to sin. But now our relationship to sin is no longer that of a master and slave. Then verse 12 says, "So do not let sin have power over your body here on earth. You must not obey the body and let it do what it wants to do." Notice the language here. So do not let sin have power over your body. If I let something happen, that means that I have a choice. How is that possible? Because we're no longer under the judgment of the law, but under the free, to us, gift of grace. Grace costs us nothing, but it cost Jesus his life. Well, what is grace? We defined sin, so maybe we should define grace. In a nutshell, grace is not getting the judgment that I deserve and getting forgiveness that I cannot earn. Let me say that again. Grace is not getting the judgment that I deserve and getting forgiveness that I cannot earn. Long articles have been written about grace, but in the interest of the format of this podcast, this abbreviated definition will do. So, moving on to verse 13. Paul says, "Do not give any part of your body for sinful use. Instead, give yourself to God as a living person who has been raised from the dead. Give every part of your body to God to do what is right." So he's saying here that we should make the choice. We should decide to voluntarily give all of ourselves to God to do as he wants us to do. Well then, what are we to do with Paul's confession in chapter 7, verses 14 through 24, when he talks about doing what he does not want to do and does not do what he wants to do? He even says, "I am a slave to sin." Is he contradicting himself? No. He's talking about the conflict a believer has within himself when he sins. A person who has no relationship with God has no such conflict. But because the believer's heart has been changed, he struggles against the not yet perfect flesh, or as some people call it, the sin nature. Although we are called to be perfect, we still live in these imperfect bodies. So that's the bad news. We are still imperfect. The good news? As Paul says in the final verse of chapter 7, "God's law has power over my mind, but sin still has power over my sinful old self." He says, "I thank God I can be free through Jesus Christ our Lord." So the struggle is proof that God is working in us. Pity the person who does not experience that conflict. Comment or question? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. Just search for the entry for this episode, number 199. Thanks for being here today. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.